AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump told a town hall meeting tonight in Waterville Valley, New Hampshire, he's leading all presidential candidates, Democrats and Republicans, in one poll.
I'm leading in every state. I'm leading in nationally. But very importantly, I'm killing, we are destroying Hillary. We're beating Hillary badly.
In a speech marking the 60th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest for refusing to give up her seat on a bus in Alabama, Hillary Clinton saluted the courage of the civil rights pioneer.
I suspect Rosa Parks would be the first to say that what happened 60 years ago today and everything that followed was the result of countless acts of courage and sacrifice by people from many walks of life.
Shifting gears, Clinton said there's something wrong when a third of all black men in America face the prospect of being imprisoned during their lifetime.
Right now, an estimated 1.5 million black men are missing from their families and communities because of incarceration and premature death.
Fallout from the release of a video of a fatal shooting by a Chicago police officer is widening. Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy was fired today by Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Now is the time for fresh eyes and new leadership to confront the challenges the department and our community and our city are facing as we go forward.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan has asked the Department of Justice to investigate whether the Chicago Police Department's practices violate federal and constitutional law. In the meantime, some community leaders are calling on the mayor and the prosecutor who brought murder charges against that white police officer to resign. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon's preparing to expand its Special Operations Force in Iraq for raids there and in neighboring Syria.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the special operators will help Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting Islamic State militants, with the Americans eventually conducting raids and taking other surprise actions that will put militants on notice.
You don't know at night who's going to be coming in the window. And that's the sensation that we want all of ISIL's leadership and followers to have.
Appearing before a House panel, Carter did not offer troop numbers. Some Republicans are calling for the U.S. to put more boots on the ground. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
According to a U.S. official, the Special Operations Force being sent to Iraq could total up to a couple of hundred U.S. troops. That would include the assault teams and aviation units that will insert them into Islamic State territory. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.